Ben Howlett last night. Simply outstanding. Welcome to you, Ben.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
25-5. You split the medal and on count back lost it. Gee, you were stiff.
No, it doesn't bother me, mate. I'm just wrapped that we got the 4 points. Everyone played well and did their bit, so... very happy.
Ben, Nick Rubold here, mate. Well done last night. Knowing BJ as well as I do, I assume he would have taken the boomerang that he won last night and given it to you after the game. Such was your dominance.
No, he was very quick to say it was a three-way tie, though, and he was pretty much the first bloke to come over and say well done on a great game. And I think the pleasing thing was is that everyone put in their bit and everyone contributed last night, and it's very pleasing for the football club.
Hey, Benny, well done on your own performance. We marvel at him. You must just sit there sometimes. The opening goal came from the oldest bloke on the ground and in the league, Dustin Fletcher. Drifted forward, got it on the outer wing and then jagged it from outside 50. He continues to do some amazing things.
Yeah, mate, he's amazing. And as a player, you just love playing with him. And, I know the guys down back, Hooksy and Baggers and Dempsey and guys like that, they really feed off him. And, he's just a great player, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on to play next year. And I hope he does. So he's a great player.
You get the feeling the bye came along at the right time for Essendon. You seem to retune the way you went about it and re-energise the way you started.
Yeah, we had a couple of really great training sessions. The Bomber and the assistant coaches really pushed us over the weekend. We didn't really take it much time to have a break. We took it as a time to improve our game, and we had some really great training sessions, and I think that really came through in our game.
And Jakey Carlisle was back to his best, and obviously, when I say back to his best, down back.
Yeah, it's a funny one with Jakey. I spoke to him before the game. I said, are you playing down back tonight, and how do you feel about it? And he was wrapped, but he also said to me, I'm happy to play anywhere. I want to play my role, and I think he can play down forward as well. And he's a great talent, and he's going to be a great player for us. And I think once he gets a bit more improvement down forward, and he'll learn to play a bit better. But he's certainly great last night down back for us. And we love having him down there, or we love having him out in the field anywhere. So,
Benny Howie here. Congratulations on the win last night. You wouldn't have seen it, but at the start of the game yesterday, your coach went up to the umpire and the umpire stuck out his hand and went to shake it, and the coach just sort of pulled the hand away, sort of Three Stooges style, and had a laugh. What type of man is he during the week when you boys see him behind closed doors? Because he was at his entertaining best again last night.
Yeah, no, he's definitely very aloof at times, Bomber. He's a great coach to have, but he also has that serious side about him, and he really demands the best out of players, and I think that's why we've been, training so well lately. Is he's really demanding what he wants from us, and it's really showing in games now. And that he can be that a quite aloof character, but he's got his serious side too.
He certainly wasn't serious at the press conference after the game. Let's have a listen to Bomber in action.
Why do you have to ask the hard questions for Roger? Roger? Why? Well, if you're a coach, who would you put forward? Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, that's why I'm the coach and you're... But you said we were fighting, and I was actually supporting him. It's an absolute beat-up. And he's... No, the relationship's fine, mate. It's a beat-up by you guys, let's be honest. Because I was out in the ground that day that you said we were fighting, and I was actually supporting him. It's an absolute beat-up. And he comes in my office more than anyone, trying to desperate to stay in the side. And I like him. I do. No problems. Roger, I want you to write that.
Well, that was Roger Vaughan from AAP that he was having a go at there. Do you see some of that, Ben, during the week as well?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But, as he said in that little bit there, he, Jake is always in his office and always coming for a chat. But, I think he demands the best out of Jakey, and we do as players as well. We demand that of each other. So, he does that to players quite often. So I wouldn't take too much into it. But, Jakey's going to be a great player for us, and Bomber's just trying to push him and make him the best he can be.
Benny, our number one statistician, not that this really relates to you directly, the Chew Man, was in Echuca last night at a Queen cover band arrangement. So we didn't have him here. So Campbell Brown was running the stats, which was a risk in its own. So we're asking him, when was the last time Benny kicked 5 in a game of football? He couldn't answer that question. Can you answer it?
Yeah, I was trying to work that out last night. I can't remember the last time. It would have been junior footy, but You know, I think I handed a few off to Hayden Ballantyne at Peel a few times, and you know, he messaged me after the game to say, "Oh, you learn off me from the best." So, no, I don't know. I was just pretty lucky last night. A couple fell my way, but as I said before, the pleasing thing was everyone contributed, and that's what you want from a four-quarter effort.
Tell us about Donnybrook growing up.
Yeah, small town, you know, a fruit town, and yeah, I'd say there's only about maybe 4,000, 5,000 people, and you know, I think we've only had a couple go through to the waffle ranks, and you know, we've still got some young guys coming through, but it's a small town, and hopefully we get a few more come through to the AFL ranks.
So if I rolled up to Donnybrook tomorrow and said, Ben Howler, what's he remembered for in this town? What story would they roll out, Ben?
Oh, I'm not too sure. Probably probably just know him mostly for footy, mate. And, you know, I try to be a nice person, and I haven't changed too much. I like to hope, and, you know, I'm still a country Donnybrook boy, and I like to get back there in my off season. So, you know, my parents try to get over quite a bit as well, but you know, that's the factor of living away from your home in the interstate, and you don't get to see your family as much, and that's one thing you have to deal with as an interstate player.
You're a football consumer, Ben. Do you sit and watch the football this afternoon, four games on?
Yeah, I do, mate. I do like to watch a fair few of the games. I might not today. I've got my parents over today, actually, so I'll go spend the day with them, but I'm sure during the week I'll re-watch those other games.
Right, give us the winners. Adelaide versus Gold Coast. They lead by 13 points. The Crows 9 to play first term.
Yeah, I think the Adelaide will get up in that game over at Adelaide Oval there. So I think they'll hit some form.
Dogs Dockers here at Etihad.
I think Freo will be too good for that one.
Hawthorn by how much?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think GWS will put up a bit of a fight. They've been under the pump a little bit, so I think Hawthorn by about 30 to 40.
Ooh, okay, so it's tight. And West Coast, yep. North to finish the round?
West Coast.
Okay.
Yep.
Righto, well, the bye was good to you, outstanding last night. You are the stiffest bloke in the world not to go home with a boomerang, and you got the GWS next week. Thank you for joining us. Good luck for the rest of the year. Bombers 5-5.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah.